It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Jason Hunsinger. He is the director of the Western Mining and Railroad Museum in Helper, and they are finally going to get an exhibit in that they've been trying to get since almost the first of the year, and with museum closures and, you know, openings, and then they scheduled it again and they had to close again. It sounds like a lot of fun, and we're finally going to get to see this starting next week. I'll let him tell you all about it. Jason, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Dave. So we've got, as you say, we've been working on this for some time to get this here. So it will be open next week. Unfortunately, we won't be able to have a big event or anything for it. But the exhibit will be in the WPA art room here on the first floor of the museum. And it's called Moniker Mark of the Tramp. It's all about hobos and kind of how they communicated. It has some famous hobo characters such as A1, and I think you have some material from Charlie who has put the exhibit together, and he can tell you a lot more about that. But we're excited that it looks like it's finally going to be up and viewable at the museum here.
When was this supposed to happen the first time?
It was ready to go. Supposed to open just days before we got shut down originally in March, and then we had it rescheduled last month before we had to close for a couple of weeks. And so, yeah, I think it's going to work this time.
And it sounds really exciting with all of the great stuff. Plus, you know what? Where better to have this exhibit than in Helper at the Railroad and Mining Museum? This is a lot of fun information that people may not understand or realize, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we certainly had our history of hobos here in Helper. This one is kind of more of a national perspective, that it's going to give you a good picture of what their lives were like on the rails.
All right. Well, let's go right to the source. With us on the phone, we also have Mr. Charles Ray, and he is the curator of this exhibit. Mr. Ray, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having us and sharing the show.
So let's talk about, you and I were just talking off the air a minute about the different kinds of graffiti and things like that. What got you into this?
So me and my father, like many fathers, I feel like for Christmas and things, they don't really need or want anything. So one year I just gave him a road trip. So we started going out every year, kind of made it an annual thing, taking a week off of work, getting out together. And we started doing some ghost towns up in Washington State, where I'm originally from, then moved on to mines and mining camps, and then ended up meeting some friends and kind of getting sucked into the railroad. And he got sucked right into as soon as we found that there was still a lot of really older graffiti and marks and traces of hobos and tramps left out there.
So really, what are these things? It's not necessarily, I mean, it is an art form, but it was actually a way to not necessarily communicate, but kind of let people know where you were going and where you'd been, that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So it would be your, for the most part, the marks that we're documenting are follow kind of a standard outline. So it's your moniker, which is kind of your assumed road name or nickname that you either gave yourself or other hobos gave you out on the road. And then the date that you're leaving the mark, and then the direction you're traveling. So, you know, it might be A number one is the moniker, traveling west in 1883, that kind of thing.
Okay. So if people go to this exhibit, what are some of the things that they're going to see?
Yeah, so it intros with a hobo history, kind of an overview of how hobos got started, you know, in the wake of the American Civil War, and a bit about riding freight trains, how they rode freight trains, the dangers of that. A lot of examples of hobo graffiti, just general monikers we found traveling around the western United States. And then it also focuses on the lives of two kind of infamous hobos or tramps who were famous for leaving their mark all across America and really destroying a lot of railroad property in their time. And that's A number one and Tex, King of Tramps.
And so these are some of the things that they'll see. And yeah, it's going to be very informative. It's going to be kind of fun to get out there and look at this kind of stuff. Thank you so much for taking out a moment to speak with us, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you. That was Mr. Charles Ray, who's the curator of the exhibit that's coming up at the Western Mining and Railroad Museum. Now, Jason, let's give them all the particulars. When does this exhibit open?
So we're open regular hours right now, which is Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4. So the exhibit will be up and ready to view when we open on Monday.
And what is it, if someone wants to go to the museum or check things out, what's it going to cost them to get in the door and go and see this great exhibit?
So it's by suggested donation here at the museum. So we suggest $8 a person or $20 a family per visit. I also wanted to mention that we have our supporting member drive ongoing, so you can get a membership for a year, so we won't ask you any for donations for a year. At the door, it's $20 per person, $35 per couple, or $50 per family. And also, that would make maybe a great Christmas gift to give to someone. And we've got a couple of perks, nice little perks to give away when you do sign up. So overall, it's helping us out and kind of a fun thing and a good way to be involved with the museum.
And you go and get those right there at the museum?
Yep, absolutely. That's the easiest way to do it now that we're open.
Okay, so once again, of course, there will be some kind of safety standards in place, right? So masks are still required, all of that stuff. And you're saying that how many people are you going to allow in the museum at a time?
We are doing about 20 at a time. We're trying to keep visitors on different floors. It is kind of a good time of year to do that since we're not very busy, so it's been working out well so far. Definitely requiring masks, that's a must, and we're kind of directing people to do the social distancing.
Okay, so once again, give them all the information that they need about this great exhibit that's coming up on Monday, Jason.
So, yeah, it's Moniker Mark of the Tramp. It's going to be here probably into March at least, and it's by the Historic Graffiti Society. And it's open during our regular hours, which are Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
All right. That's Jason Hunsinger with the Western Mining and Railroad Museum up in Helper. Jason, thank you for taking out the time to talk to us today, and good luck with this exhibit. It sounds like a fun one.
Yeah, everyone, I think you'll enjoy it, so come on down and see it. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always go to our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, you can listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.